Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us for today's public information briefing. I'm Frederick County Executive Jan Gardner. Now, today, I'm going to provide an update on COVID-19 in Frederick County, and I'm going to share some information about the American Rescue Plan Act funds, commonly referred to as ARPA funding, for our community. Now, Frederick County and the state of Maryland have made impressive progress in our battle against the COVID-19 virus. As recently as a month ago, every single county in Maryland was in what we call the green zone, classified as low risk for transmission of the virus. Daily cases were in the single digits. For us, that meant generally between 0 and 5 cases, new cases a day. Frederick County is very fortunate to have a relatively higher vaccination rate than many other parts of the United States. And this success helped us to tamp down the spread of the virus, reducing the number of new cases, hospitalizations, and deaths, even though I will note that this week we sadly did have another death due to COVID-19. I wanted to thank all of you who have been vaccinated. Not only are you protecting your own health and the health of your family, you're helping to protect our entire community and community's children, age 12 and under, who are currently not eligible for the vaccine. And I really can't stress enough how important it is for the adults in our community to help protect our children. Vaccines are the best tool in our toolbox for winning the battle against the virus. Now, as of today, a little over 58% of our community is fully vaccinated, and that includes in that calculation all the children who are not yet eligible to be vaccinated, over age 18. The vaccines have demonstrated that they do work, and they work well, and that the vaccines are safe, and they're certainly widely available in our community. You can come to our vaccine clinics, go to your pharmacy, or go to your physicians. But we do need to get more people vaccinated to keep the Delta variant at bay, because it does spread much faster, it's more highly transmissible than the variants we've experienced in the past. The Delta variant has changed things up, and we can confirm through the health department that the Delta variant is the predominant variant through testing that we're seeing now in Frederick County. So over the past 2 weeks, we've seen a concerning trend. The number of new cases last week was more than double the week before, and we're now in the yellow zone for moderate rate of transmission, as is the entire state of Maryland, and we now are seeing double-digit numbers of new cases per day. Hospitalizations have also increased slightly, and today we have 18 new cases, and we have 4 people in Frederick Health Hospital with COVID. Now, the chart that you see on your screen, which was published in the New York Times, shows the number of new cases in Frederick County over recent weeks. You can see that there was a sharp decline in cases during the month of May and throughout the month of June, but cases in July have been on a steady upward climb. Now, I will say the number of new cases remain relatively low. So for the week of July 4th, we had 17 new cases. For the following week of July 11th, we had 34 new cases. For the week of 7/18, we had 75 new cases. And so far this week, we've had 54 new cases. So we are likely to have over 100 new cases this week. So now projections for the National Capital Region, and specifically for Frederick County, have been revised upward and anticipate 2.5 to 3 times as many new cases over the next 3 weeks than were just predicted a week ago. Now, if you watch the national news, you know there are certain areas in our country with lower vaccination rates where they're experiencing an exponential increase in cases and hospitalizations that have risen much more sharply than what we're experiencing. On Tuesday of this week, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, issued new guidance recommending that vaccinated people wear masks indoors in areas where there is high transmission rates. If cases continue to increase as projected, and really no one knows if that will be the case, this advice could be relevant locally. While projections do vary, some project that Frederick County will be in a high transmission rate as soon as the middle of August. So yesterday, Frederick County Public School Superintendent Dr. Terry Alban announced universal masking policy for students and staff inside all school buildings when classes resume in a few weeks. That's to protect unvaccinated students younger than 12 and all other students and staff who may be immunocompromised or have other health risks. Now, one bright spot is we have not seen as many patients in need of critical care in the intensive care unit. This month, there were only 3 days with a COVID patient in the ICU at Frederick Health Hospital. And we can contribute that to our vaccination rate. We know that if a vaccinated person does test positive for COVID, what is commonly referred to as a breakthrough case, they're less likely to get seriously ill and less likely to require ICU care. Since July 1st, a significant majority of COVID patients at Frederick Health Hospital were unvaccinated. Now, to counter this increasing trend in COVID cases, I really want to urge those of you who are unvaccinated to get vaccinated. And if you're uncertain and trying to decide whether to get a vaccination, I really encourage you to talk to your primary care physician, or if you don't have a primary physician, to go to an urgent care and to really get some advice on it. To improve our vaccination rates, the health department has been bringing vaccine to people where they are out in our community and going to workplaces to make it as easy as possible for people to get vaccinated. On Monday afternoons, we're using an air-conditioned transit bus, since it's hot outside, to provide vaccine to people who live and work along the Golden Mile on Route 40. The Pfizer, Moderna, and J&J vaccines are available in addition to COVID-19 testing, food distribution, other community health services. Now, COVID-19 has certainly affected our daily lives for far too long. Like everyone else, I would really like this to be over. I really don't want to see an increase in cases again. So I really want to encourage everyone to get vaccinated, because that is the best tool in our toolbox to really win this battle against COVID-19. So not only has COVID-19 affected our personal health, it has impacted our economic health. Fortunately, our economy, our businesses, and our people here in Frederick County are very resilient. Over the past year, Frederick County has provided almost $17 million in support to our local businesses through a series of grants, and many of which were targeted to some specific hard-hit industry sectors, and that utilized our state and federal funding, and we did add some local funding as well. That included support for our childcare businesses and our nonprofits. Now, our most recent grant, Reese, just closed, and it focused on small Main Street businesses that may not have qualified for some of the targeted industry grants. There was a lot of money made available for restaurants and food services, hospitality and tourism, and some other areas those were really the focus of a lot of the grants because they were the hardest hit industry sectors. But we wanted to fill in the gap and help our small Main Street businesses, our retailers, our personal service businesses like hair salons and barbershops, and our other small businesses. So this grant opportunity, again, that recently closed, with grants now being awarded, with money deposited directly into the bank accounts of these businesses, we had more than 350 businesses apply for small business grants. 299 grants will be awarded for nearly $3 million. Actually, $2,990,000 will be awarded in total, and each recipient will receive $10,000. In addition, 43 nonprofits will be receiving the Bounce Back Grant Awards, and those total $858,000. And the range of those awards for nonprofits was $10,000, $25,000, or $50,000 based on their organization's financial tier. So we've really been pleased to help support our businesses, to help them renew, recover, and thrive again. I again encourage everyone to buy local and support our local businesses. And again, to get vaccinated, because it is the best way we can support our businesses to make sure they continue to be fully open and operating as normal. Now, to help communities around our country to build back better, Congress passed the American Rescue Plan Act, again, commonly referred to as ARPA. Under the act, Frederick County will be allocated approximately $50 million. Half of that money we have already received, and we expect the other half to be distributed to us in about a year. Now, our goal in Frederick County is to allocate this money strategically and wisely, to make a long-term difference and to make life even better for people and businesses who live here and call Frederick County home. The funds we received can be used in four specific ways. First, to continue to respond to the public health emergency or its negative economic impacts. So this could allow additional business assistance, support for our nonprofits, the arts, and other industry sectors. and they can provide support for people and households. Our public health response will be ongoing. We'll continue our vaccination effort. We'll provide boosters if that comes to being needed, COVID testing, and we'll also do some forward-looking projects to try to improve health access and to address health disparities. The other eligible uses for ARPA fund include premium pay for essential workers, replacing reduced or lost government revenues, and we have some of those, and investing in infrastructure such as water and sewer or broadband. Now, ARPA funds provide us with lots of opportunities and possibilities to really lift our community to an even better place than we were pre-pandemic. When we learned about ARPA funding, we began to internally discuss some ideas and best uses for these funds, and we reached out to many of our long-term community partner agencies that also serve Frederick County residents and businesses to begin to brainstorm and develop a framework for meaningful change. So we know that the very best ideas come from the people. So we want to engage the public to find out what you think would make the biggest difference for people and businesses to recover, renew, and build back better. So today, I'm pleased to announce the launch of a survey. It's hashtag Love Frederick Survey to get your ideas and suggestions on how to best invest in our future. And I invite and encourage anyone who lives or works in Frederick County to participate in the online survey. It will only take about 5 minutes to complete. You can find the survey at frederickcountymd.gov/lovefrederick. The survey gathers some general information about how your household was impacted by the pandemic and then asks you how you would prioritize the use of these funds, first in broad categories and then among some specific ideas. Some options include supporting business recovery and workforce development. We know there are a lot of businesses looking for employees. Or to support people who find challenges in their housing situation. Or perhaps you think emphasis should be placed on addressing mental health issues. We've certainly had issues resulting from isolation, but also including alcohol and drug misuse. Or access to childcare may be a priority. We certainly know that childcare is an issue for many people who are trying to go back to work. Maybe you value the cultural arts or community beautification projects. Or broadband connectivity. We know internet access is really important to people. Or concrete infrastructure may be a priority for you. So the survey is an opportunity for you to recommend projects or programs for consideration with ARPA funding. What do you think would help Frederick County the most? There is a section for you to write in your own comments, ideas, suggestions. And again, you can find the survey at frederickcountymd.gov/lovefrederick. The survey can be translated into over 100 different languages. And again, when the survey is completed, we will collect all the responses we received, and they will help to use them to inform and prioritize the allocation of funds. Now, because the funds are from the federal government, they come with a long list of requirements, rules, and regulations, which do limit some of the potential choices. There are things that absolutely do not qualify. And while the final rules and regulations have not been published by the U.S. Treasury, we hope they are published in September, which creates a bit of a moving target for us, we do know some of the guidelines. For instance, we know that we cannot use ARPA funding to support a tax cut, which I'm sure some people would like. We also can't use the money to support our pension fund obligations. And again, the goal, the focus, is to put money out into the community to support our economic recovery and to help people. Because we believe transparency and accountability are essential and reflect our values here in Frederick County government and in our community, the county has hired an outside auditing firm to ensure compliance with all the regulations. And that's exactly what we did a year ago with our use of the federal CARES money in 2020. And we're certainly planning to publish how the money is utilized and have a webpage dedicated to that purpose. So we're committed to transparency and we're committed to oversight and accountability. And of course, we don't want in the future for the federal government to come back and tell us we've spent the money incorrectly and we have to return it. So let us know what you think. Take the survey. It only takes a few minutes. And again, we will be having an initial discussion about ARPA funding with the County Council in the middle of August. And then there will be additional opportunities moving forward for stakeholders and additional public engagement. Now, one of the allowable use of ARPA funds is for broadband, and there's also a variety of state and federal other resources for broadband. And we know that this is something we need in our community. We certainly have areas where rural broadband is important because we have areas that are completely unserved. And then we also want to improve the reliability of broadband in areas that are underserved. The need for reliable internet service is clear. It's really essential for work, school, and many day-to-day activities. Now, the COVID-19 pandemic really emphasized its importance as many households came to rely on high-speed internet for telehealth appointments, for remote work, for online school, and quite frankly, we use it every day. We use it to figure out how to get from point A to point B, and it's just part of our day-to-day lives. Now, in response to this ongoing need, the county's working on a strategy to address the underserved areas of the community. But we need your help. So again, today, I'm pleased to announce the launch of a broadband internet access survey developed by our county's Interagency Information Technology Division. The survey will help us to identify homes and businesses that do not have reliable broadband and internet service, and this will help us to measure internet speed in different parts of the county. So we do have a little brief video about the survey, which we'd like to share with you right now.
Frederick County Mayor.